You're listening to the Cycling for Your Health and Serenity podcast. Our mission is to bring you inspiring people and empowering information so you can cycle into better health and a serene mindset. Now, here's your host, Mark Eldridge.
Hey everyone, this is Mark Eldridge. Thanks for listening to Cycling for Your Health. And we're here with Pam Gould to share some insights about not only what we're doing to cycle for our health, but how we can go out there and help a lot of other people see the wisdom and the inspiration of making a difference in your life and other people's lives by going out there and exercising on a regular basis. We choose cycling because it's something that's easy to do that anyone can do into their 90s and beyond. Other people might choose running or other types of exercise or activity, but most important is keeping busy, keeping active, because if you don't use it, you lose it, right? And so, Pam, how did you get involved with cycling?
I had a good friend who enjoyed it a lot and had invited me to join a fundraiser ride for missing and exploited children. And I always had ridden in the past, but not to that extent. And she invited me on a century ride. And of course, for that, you have to prepare. And I started to prepare and learned that I loved it.
That's awesome. Now, I actually, when I first rode got really for the first time into biking, even though, of course, I biked when I was a kid and all that. But I did it was kind of like a fun triathlon, and it turned out it wasn't all that fun because it was cycling for 8 miles, which I had the wrong bike and it was uphill in Vermont. And so I ended up walking most of the time, and then it was a short 3 or 4 mile run, and then probably 200 feet in the swimming, and you could even use a floaty in the water. And I determined that time when I was walking that bike up the hill that I had to get back in shape, and decided that cycling was it, because I used to run a lot and just got to the point where I knew I couldn't keep running into my 50s and 60s and 70s without having knee challenges like a lot of other people have. So I read a book called Younger Next Year back at that time, and that gentleman was in his 80s and he's still cycling. And so that's what inspired me to get involved with cycling. And I actually prepared for my first century that year, and it seemed like forever. But now I've done many, many centuries, and now we're going ahead and preparing for this year's missing children's ride. So that's going to be another century that we're actually doing two in a row. First, the missing children's century, and then the Seacoast century. And yeah, it takes preparation, right? You can't just jump on a bike and ride a century and your first week or your first couple weeks. It takes building up the miles, just like anything. And if you go out there, and as long as you're doing it consistently, what I've learned, what I've discovered, for at least for myself, is trying to ride at least three to four times a week makes a difference. Even if it's just like just tonight, we just did a short, 8 or 9 mile ride. And just getting your legs spinning, just getting out there, and of course, enjoying the great weather that we're having right now. But seeing that we're doing what we need to do on a consistent basis to not only be prepared for the century, but be prepared for having a better, healthy living down the road. So you're a nurse, and you've obviously been a nurse for many, many years. And you also know some people overtrain, some people overdo it sometimes, and occasionally you have to also slow down to speed up. So what tips would you give anyone on recovery, Pam?
And you say that because I'm recovering right now from a knee injury.
From running. Two Ragnar races, 2 weekends in a row, yes.
Running in the night in the woods.
Yes.
Kind of jacked up my knee a bit. So what tips? Well, I would say the best tip is to have somebody else monitor your recovery. I tend to be a little bit stubborn, and so my coach tells me to slow down. And so I have to listen to him, listen to my body, and try to look towards the future, not towards the now.
Well, also, as far as overdoing it, because a lot of us, some people that are competitive, a lot of us tend to do that. And so it's really realizing we're not really in competition with anyone else but ourselves, right?
Yeah, well, that is so true. But sometimes the competition's with yourself.
And so really, I think one tip of advice we could give everyone is when you're out there, and especially if you're in a, I don't want to call it a race, but it is a race, whether it's a Ragnar race or whether it's a century ride, even though a century ride's not a race, when you're out there riding with a or running with a lot of other individuals, it's very easy to get hyped up or energized because everyone else is running fast to, you know, go out the gate too fast or mm-hmm. or really start out the first couple miles too fast. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest things I learned in my first century rides was go at your own pace right out the gate. Because if you start out at a steady pace, it's just like that saying, you know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, right? Mm-hmm. You want to go at your pace and do it that something that you know you've done consistently as you prepare for it, that you can run at that pace or cycle at that pace long distance to be able to sustain it, whether it's a 40-mile ride or a 100-mile ride. What other tips would you give anyone that's just getting into cycling? Any thoughts there?
I would say learn your bike because it's a lot easier to go the mileage when you know how to use your bike.
Now, when you say learn your bike, what do you mean by that?
I mean, learn to, learn about your gears, learn about taking care of your bike, learn about, using cadence to your advantage and things like that, which I've learned a lot over the past year.
Right. So. And to that extent, it's really good to, if you can find a good local bike shop, right? Because mm-hmm. they can help you not only get more familiar with your bike, but as challenges come up, they've been very helpful for you mm-hmm. to not only be able to take care of your bike in a good, timely way, but you really get to learn a lot more about how to take proper care of your bike because, when you invest a significant amount of money into a bicycle, you want to make sure it lasts for years and years to come. And by having a good bike shop that you can work with on a consistent basis, they, I know, in a pinch to help you out. Instead of having to wait for your bike a week or two, yeah. being out of commission for a week or two, being on a ride, they would all get you in and out of the door fairly quickly because you're, you know, yeah. they recognize you and they're there to help you.
I'm a good customer.
A freaking flyer, right?
They've had a lot of my business.
and just to wrap up, I want to just expand in that area where you are now just getting into mountain biking as well. Now, what made you decide to get involved with mountain biking?
I think the moment I wanted to do that was when I saw a link between the trail running and my love for biking, and I really wanted to kind of combine the two, and I had some friends who were doing it, and it really appealed to me, and did it once, and then I wanted my own bike.
Cool. And now I know you're going up into Vermont to Kingdom Trails, where you're going to do a ladies' two-day, what is it?
It's a three-day camp where they will stay right close by and will be learning skills for mountain biking and how to care for your bike, which is a big deal for me.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's so important, whether you're riding a road bike or riding a mountain bike, getting out and riding with other individuals, whether it's a class like that, a camp like that, or whether it's getting together with some other local biking groups, whether it's on meetup.com or just getting out to your local bike shops to find out if they have any regular scheduled rides. It can make a big difference, not only on getting out there consistently, so you really truly are cycling for your health on a consistent basis, but also getting to meet the other individuals that you can always pick up tips from and get some good insights. I know Fred on the Missing Children's Ride yeah. gave you some good tips on the Kingdom Trails, yeah. right?
Yes, actually about cycling, road cycling as well. I've learned most of what I know from riding with them, and they are able to watch you while you're actually in the action of riding and be able to tell you, you know, do this, do that, do this, you know, to help with your form and whatnot.
Very cool. Well, Pam, it's great just being able to share some insights with everyone about what's working for you and for me and showing people that anyone can do this, no matter whether you haven't ridden for years or whether you haven't ran for years. Just getting out there and getting active again can make all the difference in your longevity and your health. So we appreciate everyone listening to this episode of Cycling for Your Health. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
This has been the Cycling for Your Health and Serenity podcast. For more cycling, actionable health and mindset tips and insights, subscribe to this podcast today so you're the first to hear new episodes jam-packed with exclusive content. And check out www.cyclingpodcasts.com. Thanks for listening. This has been an Obvious Expert production.